弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace be with all brothers and sisters.
现在奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家来查考神的圣臂兴起。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I share the topic, O arm of the Lord, awake.
我们来看一节经节。
Let's look at a Bible verse.
以赛亚书五十一章。
Isaiah chapter 51.
以赛亚书五十一章。
Isaiah chapter 51.
请读第九节。
Verse 9. Awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake as in the ancient days, in the generations of old. Are you not the arm that cut Rahab apart and wounded the serpent?
第十节。
Verse 10. Are you not the one who dried up the sea, the waters of the great deep, that made the depths of the sea a road for the redeemed to cross over?
十一节。
11. So the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing, with everlasting joy on their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness. Sorrow and sighing shall flee away.
这段圣经它在提到神的膀臂要兴起，兴起，以能力为衣披上。
So in this Bible passage, it says, "Awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord."
要像古时一样像过去。神曾经施行过的神迹作为一样。
As in the ancient days, so like the miraculous works that God has performed in the past.
因为从前砍碎拉哈伯刺透大鱼的不是你吗
？Are you not the arm that cut Rahab apart and wounded the serpent？
这里拉哈伯跟这条大鱼所代表的就是在当时候的埃及大国。
So here, Rahab and the serpent represent the nation of Egypt.
因为我们在读三十章的时候
，because when we read chapter 30,
你就有看到有这个描述。
We saw this description.
第三十章的第七节。
Chapter 30, verse 7. For the Egyptian shall help in vain and to no purpose. Therefore, I have called her Rahab Hemshabeth.
这里说。这个埃及是坐而不动的拉哈伯，拉哈伯就是当时候在传说里面他们海中的大怪，也是一个大怪鱼。
So here, he calls Egypt Rahab Hemshabeth. So Rahab was a great serpent.
这是一个 monster,
a monster.
在海里面的 monster 是他们是觉得说很可怕的。
So it was very frightening.
但是他没有用。
But it was useless.
他说。这个埃及的帮助是徒劳无益的，他坐在那边不会动，他不会帮助你，你需要他不会帮助你的。
It helps in vain, so even if you need help, it won't help you.
其实在神带领他的百姓离开埃及的时候，神是亲自用他的膀臂去击打埃及，他们才出来。
So when God led the Israelites out of Egypt, it was because God raised His mighty arm to help them. Otherwise, they could not exit Egypt.
那在他们要过红海的那个当下。是神用他的手去击打了这个埃及的军队，让他们淹没在海中，所以百姓才能够离开埃及，进入一个新的生活里。
So when they were crossing the Red Sea, it was because God raised His arm, and allowed them to cross over and defeated the Egyptians.
就好像神亲自去刺透这条大鱼，让他们臣服在神面前。所以百姓可以离开。
It was like God was the one who wounded the serpent so that the people could leave.
所以在古时的，在上古的时代，神曾经兴起让百姓得到自由，让他们体验到神的恩典。
So in the ancient days, the arm of the Lord awoke so that they could taste freedom.
所以第五十一章的第十节就说，使海跟深渊的水干涸的。死海的深处变为俗民经过之路的不是你吗
So verse 10 says, Are you not the one who dried up the sea, the waters of the great deep, that made the depths of the sea a road for the redeemed to cross over?
也就是说神他让百姓所不敢想象的认为不可能的事情都发生了。
So God let something happen that they could not imagine would even happen.
可以让海水枯干呢。
He dried up the great deep.
那他可以在沙漠里面开出江河。
And he can open up rivers in the desert.
他可以让不可能的事情都在人面前活生生的呈现。
He can let things that are impossible become possible.
所以其实，在先知的信息里面，他预告神的百姓要再一次的归回。
So the prophet was prophesying that the redeemed would return.
我们知道百姓他们 不愿意顺服神的结果就是被掳分散在列邦中。
We know the consequence of the people not submitting to God was that they were exiled.
但是神的旨意不能被拦阻。
But God's will cannot be stopped.
神建立他的国度。
God establishes his kingdom.
这个国度叫做祭司的国度，是被分别为圣的。
And this kingdom is a kingdom of priests and it is holy.
那他们在这个国度里面，众人可以享受到神的祝福，因为神是当王的。
And in this kingdom, they can experience God's blessings because here God is king.
那是祭司的国度，表示说这里的百姓跟神是可以很亲近。
And in this kingdom of priests, the people can be very close to God.
大家可以去体会到这个神是有真理、有恩典的。
They can experience that this God is a God of grace and truth.
那所以你看到后来，我们看历史，百姓他们不愿意顺服神的话最后。他们真的惹神生气，神管教他们，就让他们被掳到外邦去受苦了。
So we see that the consequence of the Israelites not submitting to God's word is that they were taken captive.
可是神他不是要把百姓毁灭的。
But God did not want to destroy the people.
他只是要管教他们，让他们可以醒悟。
He just wanted to discipline them so they could awake.
所以即使让他们被掳，神最后还是要伸出他的膀臂，把他们都召回来。
So even though they were taken captive, God would bring them back.
那所以在这个神的计划里面百姓他们会再一次的归回到他的圣殿来。
So under God's will, they would eventually return to their land.
所以第十一节才说，神救赎的民必归回一定可以歌唱来到锡安，永乐就归到他们的头上，他们就欢喜快乐。
So verse 11 says, So the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing, with everlasting joy in their heads, they shall obtain joy and gladness, sorrow and sighing shall flee away.
所以到最后他说一切都变心了，忧愁叹息都没有了，在神里面，在这个救恩底下，每一个人都欢喜快乐。
So everything will be new and sorrow and sighing shall flee away and everyone will be joyful.
在当时候先知那个时代是一个非常超越时代的一个宣告跟盼望。
So this hope was beyond the times of the prophet.
那在这个信息，其实三十五章以撒书三十五章曾经就预言过的。
So this was actually already prophesied in Isaiah chapter 35.
我看以撒书三十五章。
Isaiah chapter 35.
第十节。
Verse 10.
请读第十节是一样的。
Verse 10. It is the same. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing, with everlasting joy in their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away.
这些就是在说明，到最后神会再次展现他的救恩，让他的百姓都能够享受这个永远的喜乐。
So God will again save the people, and they can experience everlasting joy.
他们很高兴来到神面前。
And they will come before God very joyfully.
一起来敬拜。
To worship.
一起来歌颂神的伟大。
And to praise God for His greatness.
那这个作为是神亲自做的，因为人是做不到。
So this is something that God does Himself. No man can do it.
因为神他的能力是让我们测不透的。
Because God's power is beyond our imagination.
他可以让一个很干燥，像旷野、像沙漠的地方，变得充满喜乐。
He can make a very dry place like the desert or wilderness, and he can make it full of joy.
那当神施展他的作为，让不可能的事情变成可能的时候，众人就看到神的荣耀。
And when God makes the impossible things possible, everyone can see the glory of God.
所以在三十五章的第一节跟第二节，他这样说。
So in Isaiah chapter 35, verse 1 and 2, it says.
请读第一节跟第二节。
Verse 1, the wilderness and the wasteland shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose, too. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice, even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the excellence of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the excellency of our God.
这里人会看见神的荣耀，我们神的华美，是看到神的作为。在这个神的作为里面，他可以欢呼，他真的是神太伟大。
So they see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. So when they see God's work, they see how great God is.
本来忧愁的，现在变成喜乐，而且乐上加乐。
They used to be sorrowful, but now they can be glad, and it is joy upon joy.
那这些本身的创造里面，这些人呢，真的能够彰显出神的这些性情、神的作为让神的名得到荣耀，因为这些人属神的。
So all the people can see.God's glory, because all of them belong to God.
那神要带领百姓归回，他为他们准备一条路。
So God has prepared a road for them to return.
好，所以有一条路会为选民打开。
A road shall be opened for the people.
这是第八节。
This is in verse 8.
在那里有一条大路，称为圣路，污秽人不会经过，专为赎民行走。行路人虽然愚昧，也不会失迷。
A highway shall be there in a road, and it shall be called the highway of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for others. Whoever walks the road, although a fool, shall not go astray.
那这个就在说明这个神的作为。
So this is describing God's work.
最后要打开一条路，让所有的人都这个被救赎人都可以走在上面，可以进到神面前。
He will open up a road for those who will be saved, so they can come before God.
在这条路上面有平安。
On this road, there's peace.
那在这里面，这条路里面的人都喜乐。
And everyone on this road is joyful.
那这些人都可以让人看见神的华美。
And these people allow people to see how glorious God is.
所以这些属神的人，他们是特别的，他们是可以展现出神的性情来。
So these people that belong to God, they are special and they show the glory of God.
那所以我们现在想，这个神的圣臂要兴起。
So we think God's arm must awake.
51章里面他特别一个呼吁说，神啊，你的膀臂能够兴起，能够再一次的披上能力，让众人可以看见。
Chapter 51 says that the arm of the Lord must awake so people can see His strength.
这个神是什么样的？是什么样的神
？So what kind of God is our God?
你看如果看回来第五十一章
If we turn back to chapter 51.
五十一章。
Chapter 51.
第十二节，唯有我是安慰人你们的人，神是安慰神的安慰人的神。
51 verse 12. I am He who comforts you. So our God is a God who comforts men.
第十三节说，这位神是铺张诸天、立定地的根基，创造我们每一个人的。
Verse 13. He is the God that stretched out the heavens, and He is the one that laid the foundations of the earth and created everyone.
神就一直在强调他的全能。
So God keeps proclaiming His authority.
第十五节说，我就是主，你的神，搅动大海，使海中的波浪喷轰。万军之主是我的名。
Verse 15, but I am the Lord your God who divided the sea, whose waves roared. The Lord of hosts is His name.
那这个就是，那我们再继续看第十六节。
So let's look at verse 16.
我将我的话传给你，用我的手影遮蔽你，为要栽定诸天，立定地基，要对西安说，你是我的百姓。
And I have put my words in your mouth. I have covered you with the shadow of my hand, that I may plant the heavens, lay the foundations of the earth, and say to Zion, You are my people.
今天这就是神他的宣告。
Today, this is God's proclamation.
然后他说，我们是属他的。
And He says that we are His.
他是掌管这个天地万物的。
He has the heavens and the earth in His hands.
那他把他的话传给我们。
And He also gave us His words.
他又让我们可以在他的这个恩典底下一起来敬拜。来做他的见证。
And He lets us be under His grace to be His testimonies.
这个其实都在预言主耶稣基督来到，救恩会实现在我们人间。
So this is prophesying that the Lord would come to save us.
特别在末后的时候神的教会要被建立。
Especially in the end times, the church of God will be established.
因为有一条路会被打开。
Because there will be a road that will be opened.
这条路就是主耶稣基督他用宝血所打开的救恩之路。
And this road is the road of salvation that the Lord opened up with His blood.
我们今天被他所选召的人，我们经过他宝血的救赎，都成为圣洁的百姓。
Everyone who is called by Him and saved by His blood, we have become His people.
然后他对我们说，你是属我的。
And He says to us, You are
mine. 他是我们的主。
He is our Lord.
什么一切都从他而来。
Everything we have is from Him.
那这个神的旨意是很清楚。
So God's will is very clear.
在末世，他要再一次的建立他的教会。
In the end times, He will again establish His church.
让他的这个形象能够展现在每一个弟兄姐妹的身上。
And His attributes will be clearly seen in all of us.
那个我们刚才唱诗第174首。
So before we sing hymn 174,
他谈到教会。
Talks about the church.
教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
他说真教会必然兴起，因为是神的旨意。
So the church must be established because it is God's will.
我们要归荣耀给神。
We have to give glory to God.
要哈利路亚赞美神，就是欢呼赞美神。
So we have to say hallelujah, praise the Lord.
那在第二节他这样说。
So verse 2 it says.
第二节。
Verse 2.
他说这是神的旨意嘛哈。
Talks about God's will.
我们的赞美诗里面 赞美诗啊，这是神的教会，他会亲自建立。
So the true church will be established.
那神的教会建立之后，我们每一个弟兄姐妹其实都同蒙恩惠。
So in God's church, we all experience God's grace.
那这教会里面是有神的圣灵能力的。
So here in the church, there's the power of the Holy Spirit.
哦，他今天不是靠我们自己的人的力量。
It's not according to our own strength.
那这里面也有神的真理。
There's also God's truth here.
也就是说，神他在圣经里面告诉我们，我们应该有的这个规范。
So God tells us the standards that we should have.
所以这里神他说，这个是等于是百姓的一个的呼吁，说神啊，你兴起来，你的膀臂再一次的彰显能力。
So the people are saying to God, "Awake, O arm of the Lord."
我们其实，在看圣经，我们看到许多神的信息啊，都互相呼应的，不管是在新约旧约都一样的。
So in the Bible, we see that many of God's works are actually related in the Old Testament and New Testament.
不管是什么时代。
It doesn't matter what generation.
哦，其实神他的作为，他一直都没有改变。
God's works never change.
他的话也不变。
His word also never changes.
我们再看一下以赛亚书33章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 33.
以赛亚书33章。
Isaiah 33.
我们请看第二节。
Let's look at verse 2.
以赛亚书33章的第二节。
Isaiah chapter 33 verse 2. O Lord, be gracious to us. We have waited for you. Be their arm every morning, our salvation also in the time of trouble.
第三节。
Verse 3. At the noise of the tumult, the people shall flee. When you lift yourself up, the nation shall be scattered.
第三节说，你一兴起，列国就四散。
Verse 3 says, when you lift yourself up, the nation shall be scattered.
这些属神的百姓祈求说，主啊，你求你施恩给我们，我们等候你。
God's people says to him, O Lord, be gracious to us. We have waited for you.
你每天早晨都做我们的膀臂，遭乱的时候做我们的拯救。
Be our arm every morning and our salvation in the time of trouble.
你就可以看到说，我们今天祈求神的能力能够护庇我们。
So today we ask God's strength to be with us.
我们每一天的祷告生活里面，我们祈求神他能够引导我们的路。
Every day when we pray, we ask God to guide our path.
他做我们的膀臂，是给我们能力。
To give us strength.
能力可以去面对我们所遇到的这些任何的挑战。
To give us strength to encounter any difficulties.
那这个能力就是让我们可以懂得敬畏神。
And the strength allows us to honor and fear God.
神他要我们做的工作，我们愿意去顺服去做。
That we will submit to all the works that God wants us to do.
那让我们在这个生命里面，我们可以真的去遵从神，他就是我的主。
And in this life to truly acknowledge the Lord as our God.
我们看，你看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5.
先读第五节。
Verse 5. The Lord is exalted, for he dwells on high. He has filled Zion with justice and righteousness.
第六节。
Verse 6. Wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your times, and the strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure.
哦，特别在第六节特别说，他说你是以敬畏神为至宝的。
So verse 6 says, the fear of the Lord is your treasure.
他说这样子，那一生一世就得安稳了。
And you will have stability in your times.
啊，就是在我们的一生的日子里面，我们都得到这个丰盛的救恩，我们都觉得很安稳。我们因为我们有依靠。
And we will be very stable because we have a reliance.
那神的这个圣灵啊，是给我们智慧，让我们可以有知识、有聪明。
So God's Holy Spirit gives us wisdom and knowledge.
那我们都知道说敬畏神最好。
So we know that to fear the Lord is the best.
因为这个就是要我们得福气的一个秘诀。
Because this is the secret to having blessings.
那神要被尊崇，我们愿意顺服他。
And God will be exalted, and we are willing to submit to Him.
那这是神的能力，我们如果体验到了，我们就愿意去分享。
If we have experienced God's strength, then we'll be willing to share.
那神的能力，我们要怎么体会？我们要愿意去顺服他，然后去祈求。
How do we experience God's strength? We have to submit to Him, and we also have to ask Him.
其实我们如果看我们周遭弟兄姐妹
，If we look at our brothers and sisters around us,
其实有很多同龄他们身上满满的神的恩惠。
There are many members whose lives are filled with God's grace.
那通常也说明这个教会也充满了神的恩惠。
And it also testifies that this church is filled of God's grace.
因为这个教会是主耶稣基督的身体。
Because this church is the Lord's body.
那我们都是他身体上这个身体里面的一个肢体。
And we are a part of His body.
我们各自做肢体的，其实都是在这个 基督的这个教会里面有份一份子。
So we have a part in His kingdom.
啊，所以我们今天看这个神的教会哈，我们要能够体验到我们是这当中的一份子，我们应该要尽的责任。
So we have to experience that as a part of God's body, we also have responsibilities we have to fulfill.
那我们也才能够去分享神的这个能力跟荣耀。
And we'll be able to share God's strength and His glory.
那有一些个人，他们其实真的是很敬畏神，然后他们也体会到神的膀臂兴起的时候会有什么结果。
So some individuals they'll also experience what it's like when God's arm arises.
教会的兴起跟每个弟兄姐妹都有关系。
The raising up of the church has to do with every one of us.
那我们每一个弟兄姐妹，如果我们都愿意顺服神的带领，其实神的恩典绝对不缺少。
If we're all willing to submit to God's guidance, then God's grace will never be in lack.
我们来看一个例子。
Let's look at an example.
现在看约伯记三十一章。
Let's look at Job chapter 31.
约伯记啊，他曾经这样子想。
So Job, he once thought.
约伯记的第三十一章的第十四节。
Job chapter 31 verse 14.
我们都知道约伯这个人是敬畏神的。
So we know that Job was a man who feared God.
他非常有爱心，也很公义。
He had a lot of love and he was also righteous.
那第三十一章是他在回顾他的这个生活，他应该是怎么过。
So in chapter 31, he is reflecting on how he should live his life. He had a determination.
他这个志向就是他要敬畏神，真的远离恶事，要做出神所愿意做的事。要他做的事。
He had a determination to depart from evil and to do the things God wanted him to do.
我们看第十四节。
Let's look at verse 14.
来，先读十四节。
14. What then shall I do when God rises up? When He punishes, how shall I answer Him?
第十五节。
15. Did not He who made me in the womb make them? Did not the same one fashion us in the womb?
第十六节。
16. If I have kept the poor from their desire or caused the eyes of the widow to fail.
十七。
Or eaten my morsel by myself so that the fatherless could not eat of it.
18.
But from my youth I reared him as a father, and from my mother's womb I guided the widow.
19.
If I have seen anyone perish for lack of clothing, or any poor man without covering.
20.
If his heart has not blessed me, and if he was not warm with the fleece of my sheep.
21.
If I raised my hand against the fatherless, when I saw I had help in the gate.
22.
Then let my arm fall from my shoulder, let my arm be torn from the socket.
23.
For destruction from God is a terror to me, and because of His magnificence, I cannot endure.
你看这一段圣经哦，约伯说我如果，他一直都说我如果怎样，我如果怎样。
In this passage, Job repeats the phrase "if I have."
那他现在反过来说，如果神兴起来，我做这些事情，如果神兴起来，那我怎么办？
So he also says, "What then shall I do when God rises up?"
那他前面他是说，其实第十三节他是说。
So verse 13, he says.
我的仆婢若跟我争辩，我若藐视不听他们的情节，就是说，他今天如果做一些不公义的事情，真的是失去了爱心，藐视别人的时候，他会有什么结果
？If he despised others or did not have love, what consequences would he face？
这个敬畏神的人，其实他是凡事会想到，如果我不这样做，神如果问我的时候，我要怎么回答？
A person who fears God, they will think if I do something and God asks me how I answer Him.
那在这一段信息，我们看到，其实约伯本身哦，他真的是非常谨守警醒。
So Job is very self-reflective and careful.
他约束他的眼睛。
他
disciplines his eyes.
他注意他心里面在想什么。
And he is careful of the thoughts in his heart.
那之后他更提醒自己说，我要愿意去施舍帮助别人。
And he reminds himself that he must help others.
我们知道约伯他一开始的时候，就是他东方大富，很有钱的，很富足的。
Job was very wealthy in the beginning.
但是他很富足，他并不是很吝啬，说这个东西是我自己的，没有。
But even though he was wealthy, he was not selfish in thinking that everything was his.
他是很慷慨的去帮助那些需要帮助的人。
He's very generous to help those in need.
因为他想说，照我在腹中的也照他。
Because he knew that God, whoever created him, also created those people.
是神，我们每个人都是神造的。
All of us are created by God.
所以真正的主人是神本身。
So our master is God himself.
他说第十六节特别说，我如果 不容贫寒得其所愿，叫寡妇眼中失望。也就是说，当有些人有需要的时候，我们就是不愿去看顾，然后就将我们自己的资源自己享用的时候，约伯说，我如果这样的话，那我就有祸了。
So verse 16, he says, if I've kept the poor from their desire or caused the eyes of the widow to fail, so if we see someone who needs help, but we don't help them,
如果他没有怜悯的心,
if he does not have a heart of mercy,
都只有想到他自己,
only thinking of himself,
他说他如果神兴起来了, 那我怎么办呢?
He said that if God rises up, well, what will I do?
其实约伯他真的做出了, 神要他做的事。
So Job truly did the things God wanted him to do.
他这样子非常的敬畏神。诶，他遇到灾难。
He feared God, but he encountered some trials.
当时也不了解为什么。
And he did not understand why.
但是原来神要给他加倍的祝福。
But actually, God wanted to increase his blessings.
神要让他信仰更提升。
God wanted his faith to increase.
所以我们就看到这个，其实神的他的法则在旧约时代就是这样讲的。
So God's methods is described like this in the Old Testament.
那旧约的圣徒他们就这样执行的。
And this is what the ancient saints did.
那在新约时代也是这样子，主耶稣那个时代也是这样子。
It is the same in the New Testament.
其实我们如果想到神的膀臂兴起，他也可以做他一切的事情都不需要人参与的。
We know that if God's arm awakens, he doesn't need anyone else's help.
可是他现在把这个机会留给我们人去参与哦。
But he gives us the opportunity to participate.
那这个时候，这个人如果愿意去配合神去做事的，他就得更加倍的祝福。
And if a person is willing to work with God, then they have increased blessings.
我们来看一下《哥林多后书》。
Let's turn to Second Corinthians.
新约圣经《哥林多后书》。
Second Corinthians.
这个圣经告诉我们这样一个道理。
The Bible gives us a teaching.
我们要让人看到神的华美，其实是要展现到我们人愿意彼此相顾的。
In order for others to see the glory of God, we have to be willing to take care of one another.
我们现在看第九章，哥林多后书第九章。
Second Corinthians chapter 9.
第八节。
Verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work.
第九节。
Verse 9. As it is written, he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever.
第十节。
Verse 10, now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown, increase the fruits of your righteousness.
11节。
While you are enriched in everything for all liberality, which causes thanksgiving through us to God.
这一段圣经是使徒那个时代教会之间彼此相助的一个典型的例子。
So this is an example of the members taking care of one another in the time of the apostles.
其实也是神的膀臂兴起的。
And it is actually a time when God's arm.
在当时候，许多的教会建立哈。
So at that time, many churches were established.
有些地方有缺乏。
And some places were in lack.
那有些地方，其他地方信徒就极力的帮助。
And other church locations would help them.
因为他一直在强调这个圣徒之间的互相帮补非常重要。可以让人看到神的荣耀。
So it's saying that members helping one another, allowed people to see the glory of God.
那第八节是这是圣经里面的信息。他说神能够将各样的恩惠多多的加给那愿意去帮助的。
So verse 8 said God is able to make all grace abound toward you.
神可以赐给我们更多的种子，可以产生更多的粮食。
God can give us can supply us more seed and more bread for food.
所以第十一节他说凡事可以富足。就可以多多的施舍就借着我们使感谢归给神。
So verse 11 says, while you are enriched in everything for all liberality, which causes thanksgiving through us to God.
也就是说，这个感谢是在这个众人之间都能够看到神的作为。
So in this thanksgiving, everyone can see God's work.
这个就是主耶稣基督他告诉我们的。
So this is what Lord Jesus tells us.
我们要彼此相爱。
We have to love one another.
我们要结出果子。
We have to bear fruit.
要让众人看到我们是属神的门徒。
We have to let everyone see that we are God's disciples.
今天神的膀臂要兴起。
Today God's arm must awaken.
他要在他的各地方建立他的教会。
In many places his church must be established.
我们弟兄姐妹如果能够都彼此相助，在这个神的这个施展救恩的工作上有份，我们是何等有福。
If our brothers and sisters can love one another, we can experience God's blessings.
那神一定会再更多的祝福给我们。
God will increase our blessings.
我们 等一下进度会我们要讨论一些提案。
So later we will be discussing some proposals.
跟我们要帮助其他地方的圣工有关系。
And it is related to helping other churches in our holy work.
我们相信神的膀臂一定兴起。
And we know that God's arm will awaken.
神的旨意不能拦阻。
God's will cannot be stopped.
我们其实如果能够参与其中，我们的祝福一定更多。
And if we can participate in this work, then our blessings will be increased.
如果我们没有参与，
if we do not participate,
神的工作也不会被拦阻。
God's work will still not be obstructed.
神一定也可以从其他地方让他的教会建立起来。
God can let His church be established through other means.
但是我们就失去了一个得福的机会。
But we have lost an opportunity to receive blessing.
我们就失去了能够真的去执行神的话语，然后让我们体会神的他的话是真，他的能力是真的一个机会。
We have lost an opportunity to experience that God's word is true.
让我们一起来向神呼吁，主啊，你的膀臂兴起。
So let us all cry out to God, awaken.
我们愿意在你的荣耀上有份。
So that we can have part in your glory.
我们最后再看一节这一节。
So let's look at another verse.
以赛亚书。
Isaiah.
以赛亚书六十章
Isaiah chapter 60
第一节
verse 1
以赛亚书六十章第一节
Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you.
兴起发光，因为你的光已经来到了，主的荣耀已经发现照耀你了。这就是今天神的光照耀，主耶稣基督是真光的。
So the Lord is our light.
他最后要照亮，让我们所有的人的眼睛都能看见。
He will shine so all of our eyes can see.
神的荣耀要光照我们。
And the glory of the Lord will be upon us.
他的形象要在我们每一个弟兄姐妹身上彰显出来。
And his attributes will be shown in all of us.
因为我们都能够这样子来敬畏神。
So may we all be able to fear the Lord.
我们早上的信息就谈到这里，我们一起来祷告。
So our message concludes here. Let us pray together.
我们接下去要开会，所以我们先祷告，求主帮助。
We'll be having our meeting, so let us pray and ask the Lord to help.